So we'll start at the top of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. And in terms of what the Gemara left off yesterday, we were discussing about when there was a Knas by Shogeg. So we had a difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Meir, the Knas is b'drabanon, but d'oraisa in the Torah, there is no Knas. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda believed just the opposite, that when there came to d'oraisa, there was a Knas, Shogeg atu mezid, as by d'rabanon, there was no Knas, atu mezid, Shogeg atu mezid. So now the Gemara is going to bring another case, or another additional case, we'll test that assumption. So Tashma, so this is about, we're on the top of Nadalim and Aleph, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines down. Tashma, Achal Trumat Me'ah. Someone who eats Trumat Me'ah, Meshalem Chulin Tehorin. The person must then give back or pay back Chulin Tehorin for the Trumat Me'ah that they ate. Shilem Chulin Tehorin. If instead of giving Chulin Tehorin, he gives Chulin Tehorin, Mahu, what's the din? Amar Sumchus Meshum Rabbi Meir. Sumchus says the name Rabbi Meir, and this will become our issue because this is Rabbi Meir. B'shogeg tashlumav tashlumim. When it comes to shogeg, is payment to consider good? B'mezid ain't tashlumav tashlumim. But when it comes to mezid, right, is tashlumav is no good. B'chachamim ramim echadze tashlumav tashlumim. No matter which he does, whether shogeg or mezid, it works. B'chozer u'mishalem chulin tehorin. But then he must go ahead and pay additional chulin tehorin. Now the Gemara is going to question the Braisa, and how do we understand the Braisa? Now I'll explain what the halacha is here. Ravinan thought, "Jesus, the mezid am I ain't tashlumav tashlumim? Why when he does it on purpose and pays chulin tmeim, does it not work? Tavala bracha, he did something better. The achomine miday the lo chazalim be made too much of. Now he is able to eat something that was not really for him. Be made too much of. But kamisham le miday the chazalim be made too much of. Instead, he's replacing it with something that is." Wrote me to eat during his to dimay to matzah. So Amar Rava. So Rava goes ahead. Rami Lakidakadi. Some people say just stam. Chasuri Mahasura. This whole brisa is missing words. But Acham Tkani. And this is the way to look at this brisa. Achol Trumat Meya. Someone who eats Trumat Meya. So someone who eats Trumat B'Shogeg must pay back the Trumat. When he pays back the Trumat, he doesn't simply pay back the monetary obligation of what he ate, but he actually must replace the fruits or vegetables that he ate and give the Kohen or Chulin. He must replace it with Chulin, which is Chulin Haro'uy Leo Trumat. Chulin that is Ra'uy to become Trumat. So here, a person ate Trumat Meya. Right, Trumat Meya, what is it useful for? We know that Trumat Meya is not edible, right? It is only mutar behana in the sense that you can burn Trumat Meya and the coin can get hana from it. So a person who consumes Trumat Meya then must replace it. And someone who consumes Trumat Tehora must replace it. But Trumat Meya and Trumat Tehora have different values. Trumat Tehora is something that the Kohen himself can eat and he can get benefit from, whereas Trumat Tmeya has very limited utility, which is that it can be burnt and then you can get the hana from it. So this is what the Braisa reads now. Acho Trumat Tmeya, if he ate, if Yisrael ate, right, Trumat Tmeya, Mishalem Kol Dehu, then he can pay anything or any amount, any small amount, because again, the utility of such Trumat is not very high or not very valuable, and therefore what he is replacing, right, is small or very limited in value. Whereas achal trumat tehora, if a straw eats trumat tehora, on the other hand, mishalem chulin tehorin. What's the proper way to take care of this? If you eat trumat tehora, what's the proper way to handle it? You must give chulin tehorin, which then become, when you give it, they become kadosh b'truma. They become kadosh b'truma. Shilim, now, on the other hand, if shilim chulim tmeim mahu, if instead of giving chulim tehorin, which will become kadosh b'kushas truma, what happens if you paid chulim tmeim? You gave chulim tmeim, now when it gives it, it becomes truma. What do you end up with? You end up with truma tmeya. Now, truma tmeya, right, is nowhere near the utility of the truma tehora that he consumed. So sumchus omer mishum rabbi meir. This shogeg, if he did it by accident, meaning he wasn't aware that the chulin he was giving was tmeya, then tashlumav tashlumim, it works. His tashlumim are final and he doesn't have to do any more. Then mezid, whereas on the other hand, if he does it on purpose and he knows that it's chulin tmeya that he's paying, in tashlumav tashlumim. What does it mean, Inter Sulmav to Mushlumim? So it's the same what the Chumim are going to say means that it's not a good repayment. That which he gives becomes Truma, and then he must pay an additional set of fruit that will replace Chulin, that will replace the original Truma that he consumed. The Chumim Omrim, on the other hand, the Chumim say, Echad Zeh, Ve'echad Zeh, Tashlumav, Tashlumim. Those are good payments. Bechozer Meshalim Chulin Torim. Then he must go ahead and replace it with Chulin Torim, which he didn't, right? That he didn't pay back. I mean, by giving Chulin Tmeim, he gave back Chulin Tmeah, which is not equivalent to that which he consumed. All right. So now the Gemara is going to say, based on this, right? We have a problem for Rabbi Meir. We said before, when it comes to Rabbi Meir, we said that when it comes to the Rabbonans, he was gozer shogeg atumesit. Right? When it comes to the Doraisa, he's not. Now over here, we're talking about, right, all this stuff here is considered, right, all midi Rabbonan. Why is that? Because, right, that's very good. Why is that? So if you look in the second wide lines of Rashi, is b'shogeg tashlumav tashlumim. So Rashi says, deha ochel, Truma shogeg l'fi midah mishaleh. Someone who consumes truma by shogeg has to replace the volumetric or quantitative amount of fruits that he ate. Pelo l'fi adamim, but not the worth or the value of what he consumed. So va'apagav d'hach t'me'ah griya mihai da'afam. So even though when he replaces these fruits with t'me'im, kulin t'me'im, right, so therefore on a value basis, he's replacing less value, but on a physical, quantitative basis, he is replacing the fruits that he consumes. Right? Tashlumeim hein midoraisa min haTorah. That is fine payment. Verabanan lamin lo kansua ho b'shogeg l'tashlumeim. So according to Rabbi Meir, because he was a shogeg, they're not causing him to pay. So that goes against Rabbi Meir's principle that you have a derabanan that would go there shogeg got to amazing to be konis in these instances.
Did you say that it was fine payment as opposed to good payment for fine?
Very good. So they have, Tosus disagrees a little bit with Rashi here, I will point it out. Tosus does not say, Rashi over here says that you only pay the fee on the fee. You have to just replace the volumetric or quantitative amounts, right? But Tosus disagrees with Rashi's point that when you repay, you don't have to give any value or equivalent value. As he says, in other places we see that the Gemara rejects payment when it doesn't have equivalent value. He says over here, Mikol Makom, he says, B'mezid, Ein Tashlumav Tashlumim, Tosu says, Da'achom Mide de Kafsia Le'izvina, Mashalam Mide de Lo Kafsia Le'izvina. So say, for instance, he replaces it, and value is the same value. Okay, so he replaces it with Kulin Tmeim, which once they were converted to Truma Tmeah would be on an equal basis to the value of the Truma Tahorah that he consumed. Nevertheless, he's replacing it with different. I mean, he's replacing Truma Tahora is very easy to sell. Truma Tmeah is very difficult to sell. So meaning that even if you give back the equivalent value, the liquidity of what you're giving back is not equivalent. And therefore, there's a knas that you must replace it or give it in the something that's as liquid or as available to be sold in order to be, the utility should be the same. Tosfos learns that it's not simply a value. Rashi says you don't need any value equivalents, you just need volumetric or quantitative, right, equivalents. Tosfos, on the other hand, says no, that you need value equality, but the value equality can come in different forms depending on how liquid the item is that you're giving. I mean, if you're giving Truma Tmeah versus Truma Tahorah, Truma Tahorah is much easier to sell than Truma Tmeah. How much, you know, oil, you know, do you need to burn for, you know, candles and all that stuff? How much of that can you store? So that's a difference. Also says, nevertheless, we have a problem for Rabbi Meir's opinion before. So now, V'amar Rav Akiva b'Reid Rav Yigo. So Rav Akiva b'Reid Rav Yigo, explaining this price, it says, Hakol v'kansu shogeg atumesid yikivin aishu. Machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is about whether Rakone shogeg atumesid. Right, that Rabbi Meir says that there is no knas of shogeg atumesid, whereas the Chacham say there is a knas. Again, that's why I read in the mezid part of Rabbi Meir, I read when he says tashlumav tashlumim, ain't tashlumav tashlumim, I read equivalent to the Chachamim. It's the way that Akiva b'Reid Rav says that they don't argue in mezid. But I mean, ain't tashlumav tashlumim means that it works. It's true mitzvah, but he must pay an additional amount, and that's the same way that the Chachamim say. So now, how do we do this? When I says, how can you compare the cases of knas to this case? Hatam Gabrielli Slume Kamikavain Anna Mikumba Kanse. Over here, what's the intent of the individual who's paying back the Kulin's mate? His intent is to do the right thing. He wants to repay the truma that he consumed. He doesn't know that it's Tmeya. So that's something, it's a mistake that he makes, but his intentions are generally positive. As opposed to our Mishnah, where we're talking about Midameya, Menasseh, right, and Mitame, where the person's intentions are clearly, right, not good. So over there you want to talk about Koneis, Shogega, Tumezid, that makes sense when we have the persons have negative intentions. But a person has positive intentions to say that you're Koneis, Shogega, Tumezid, that doesn't make so much sense.
He's Mitame, Midameya, Menasseh. What bad intentions did he have?
No, but over here, even if he does it, let's say for instance, Bemazit, he did it over here, Bemazit.
Mm-hmm.
On purpose, he gives Kulin's name. At least he's trying to rectify that which he did wrong. I mean, he's trying to make payments.
Right.
Even though he does it with the wrong stuff, at least he's trying to make payments. So therefore, when
you
come to the Shogig aspect of it,
there's positive here, but I don't think it doesn't necessarily need to be negative.
Right, it's Mayim Menasseh. If he does it on purpose, it's clear that he's doing it negatively. If he does it with Mazid, so then Bishogeg, we assume that the whole intention, there's nothing good that's coming out of this. What I mean, when
there's no positive intention.
Right, and on the Mazid side, it'll be negative. Shogeg, to Mazid, doesn't make so much sense in that instance, does it? Versus, I mean, it makes more sense
there.
Sorry, in the negative aspect versus here, where it's a very positive, actually. Right.
So here, the Mazid is.
It is not, the piece over here is a negative that he gave Shmeya, but at least he's doing something that's trying to rectify, right, in the context of the way he's trying to rectify something. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to challenge again Rabbi Meir for a number of cases here. Tashma, dam shinitma. You have this karbanot, dam of karbanot that became tamei. The zarko b'shogeg, he throws it, does he sprinkles it on his back b'shogeg, hurtza, the tits helps. B'mezid, lo hurtza. But if he did it on purpose, it doesn't work at all. Now, Mido Raisa, the tits is miraxa, whether it's done b'shogeg b'mezid, the tits takes care of all tuma, tuma sadam. Over here, the chachamim made a takana that they shouldn't b'mezid, that it is not hurtza. So over here, again, there's a knas or a negative aspect of well hurtza, and yet we see by shogeg it's not the case, by maize it is the case. Again, it's a problem for Rabbi Meir. So it says, Machon Rabbi Meir, Hafi Hashka, Hotam Gabo the Chabure, Kamikabin again. Over here by the Mizarak Tzorika Saddam, it's a positive action. He's trying to bring the carbon and have it be good. Right? He's doing something that is generally in the positive direction, and therefore you won't say, Kamis Shogeg Atu Mezid, which again is not true of our mission and the other cases that we brought before. Anu Nikim Benek. I'd say we're going to make a class here. Again, the Gemara is going to repeat this answer for a number of questions now that are raised regarding Rabbi Meir.
In what context don't we have this three of Anu Nikim Benek? The Shagas?
I mean, this is a specific takana that has to do with kashrut. I mean, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is with general mitzvos d'rabbanon that we say do not have application necessarily. That when we say that the kohen is rizin heim, that we don't have to worry about certain aspects. But here, the chachamim specifically made a gzeira regarding something in the mikdash, and this is that it won't work. The tzitz will not be meratzeh when it comes to this issue. Right, now Tashma, another Mishnah. Now we're going to have two Mishnayos. One Mishnah is Hamaser B'Shabbat, someone who takes off Maestros on Shabbos, B'Shogeg Yochal, B'Mezid El Yochal. He does it B'Shogeg, right, then he can eat it on Shabbos. Amazing, he can't eat it. What's the problem with taking Maestros off on Shabbos? You're not allowed to do it. It looks like mitaken, right? It looks like you're fixing or changing the status of an object. I mean, fixing can come in a physical sense, that you fix something, or you can fix something in a spiritual sense, which you make it, well, ilah, ilah. That's the Maestros over here. So again, this is a Stam Mishnah, and who we know Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir here. So over here, B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yochal B'Mezid Lo Yochal. So again, you don't have a Shogeg Knas Atu Mezid. So again, the Gemara says, Halkei Hashka, Hakim Gavre Lutune Kamakavein. Over here, again, he's trying to take out two months of Maestro. He's trying to do something positive. Anan Mikom in the Kanseh, we're going to make a Knas on him. So if he does a B'Shogeg, we're not going to punish him. Again, there's no negative aspect to what he's doing. He might be doing the wrong time, which is on Shabbos. But that which he's trying to do, or what he's trying to accomplish, at least, is a positive action. Gemara says one more time, Tashma, another Mishnah, Amatgil Kelim B'Shabbos, someone who does Tefillah Kelim on Shabbos. Again, what's the problem with Tefillah Kelim on Shabbos? It's also Mitakein, because you are making the Kelim now Ra'ui to be used on Shabbos.
That is, he his shouldn't he ask me like it was that he knows Shabbos or he didn't
realize
it was Shabbos or the
rules? Either way, I mean, probably that he didn't realize he weren't allowed to do it on Shabbos. But either way, it's not. What he's doing is trying to, even if it was done wrong, the mazes, what he's trying to do is pick up Jumas Maisos, which is a generally positive, right, outcome and positive action. He did it a long time. He did it on Shabbos, so that's fine. Same thing here, Samatma Kalim against Stam Mishno. Stam Mishno is Rabbi Meir. And what do we see? Bishogig Yishtamesh Behem. If he did Bishogig, he's allowed to use them. Whereas mazes, no Yishtamesh Behem. When it comes to mazes, he can't. Okay, ask again, the Marcus doesn't have to compare the cases. Hashem Gabra the Tuhre, Ma'ane, Kam Kavim. His intention by going and putting stuff in the mikvah was to make it tahor. I don't think he will say. So again, but we're going to make a knas on him. So again, in all these cases, the Gemara gives the same answer, which is these are generally positive actions. Therefore, only in mazid is there a knas the rabbanon, not bishogeg. Now, Rashi points out that in the instances of the Mishnayos, there we say Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. So that's why we have the answer here. It does point out in the case of the Braisa, like the Braisa by Dam Shemitah, in that Braisa we could have said the author of the Braisa was Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Meir. Because the only time we say Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, we don't say Stam Braisa is Rabbi Meir. So he says the Gemara could have answered that it was a Stam Braisa, and therefore maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, not Rabbi Meir's opinion. So he disagrees and says no, that even though that is a Braisa, that Braisa really relies on a Mishnah Menachos, which sounds or gives a similar deal, and therefore it still would be quote unquote Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. And therefore the Gemara had to give this answer that it is a positive action, not a negative action. Now the Gemara.
If a Braisa is long, it reflects an opinion that we know is only a particular time, and any other person say, you know, that
price
is
right. That's what Rashi suggesting. The Gemara could have given that answer that it's Rabbi Yehuda, that he's the author of that price. But Tosa says no, the Gemara didn't go in that direction because even though it's a Stam Raisa, it relies on a Stam Mishnah. Since it relies on a Stam Mishnah, now we're going to say that it must be Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. We need to answer up why Rabbi Meir authored such a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda be the Rabbanon. Let's question Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by the Rabbanon. What's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by Rabbanon? That we are not Gozer Shogei Gatum. Is it only in Dol Raisa, does Rabbi Yehuda say, we're Gozer Shogei Gatum? Is it the Tanya? Everybody says, Naplu Vinit Patsu. This is a case of nuts. These are called a gozei perech. And a gozei perech are specific nuts that are very expensive and very costly. Okay, since they're very costly, when it comes to bittul, right, there's certain things that are batul barov. But there are other items that are not batul barov because of certain distinct characteristics of theirs. What is that? For instance, chashivus. Right, the Rabbanan said when something is chashuv and that people count them individually or would assign them a special value, then we say they're not batul barov, they're not even batul be'elos. So these are gozei perech, which are very expensive, very valuable, and therefore they would not be batul barov. Now that is only true when these gozei perech are still in their shells, right, and they're distinguishable as gozei perech. Once the shells are cracked off and they're mixed up with regular nuts, it's very hard to distinguish. You couldn't say that they have that quote unquote chashivas anymore because you wouldn't know that they were gozei perech. So what happened? Naplu. They fell, they got mixed up into a mixture of nuts. Vinit patsku. And then they broke, the shells broke off them. Echad shogei, the echad mesid, whether the nuts cracked or the shells came off because it happened by accident, they were in the body, they broke up, or on purpose the person broke the nuts, lo ya'abu, then they will not be nitbatel, divi Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold in this instance that there is no bittul. Right, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, b'shogeg ya'abu, if it comes to a shogeg, then it would be batel. B'mezid, lo ya'abu, and then by mezid it won't be batel. In our case over here, Dimi Del Raisa, arbitrary Batil. What's the Din Del Raisa of Bittul? It's always Bittul Berot. Minat Torah, everything is Batil Berot. Verabonan who the Gozer of Kalkonis. I'm sorry, the Gozer. The Rabbanan here would Gozer, that despite the fact that it is Batil Berot Minat Torah, the Rabbanan said when it comes to something that's Choshuv, that it's Onat Batil Afilu Be'elot. So that's always Kalkonis Kalkonis. So now you have the Kanas Kachamim, Bir Kachamis. What's the opinion of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda? That Echad Shogei, Echad Mezid, it does not work. There's no Bittul. But Kachamis Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda makes a Kanas of Shogei, Atu Mezid in this instance. So I said, Hakam, Haile Tana de Rabbi Yehuda, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda over here in this price is what? Yishum de Atu de Rumen. Right, that we have a problem, he's going to come and cheat. We know that people, they know that if they crack the nuts off, right, then they will not have the shame chashivus anymore. They don't have shame chashivus, it will be brought to El Barot. So what's the person going to do? He's going to go have the shell be broken off, and he'll say, yeah, I did the shogi, I didn't do it on purpose. So if you tell him that there's an opening or a way out by doing the shogi instead of mazid, he'll do it the mazid, and then he'll say it's the shogi. So in order to prevent that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir made it clear across the board, Zeva, that doesn't work in order to prevent such actions. So this is a unique case for Rabbi Yehuda, not all these cases like this. Now, Mark says, Rabbi Yosia, Rabbi Yosia.
Let's say the case of if a person knows that he doesn't raise it, so he has to pay any mass. And he said, well, what would it be coming at the church?
I mean, then why won't he? First of all, there the question was on Rabbi Meir, not on Rabbi Yehuda. So, leaving that aside, you know, meaning that you're saying why not by Truma Tameya, if we have Truma Tameya, and a person does it amazing, then it's in Tashluma Tashlumin. But if he does it the Shoge, then we say Tashluma Tashlumin. Right? So now, again, if he did it, if he knew about it, the Shoge is the one who would just lie and say it's the Shoge. Okay, over there, I don't know if it's Shmeyim, Kulin Shmeyim. For him to give Kulin to Homer versus Kulin to Meyim, I don't think the difference is so big. I mean, the value there isn't, the value differential isn't so big. Over here, the Bidl, it's not Bidl, he loses the whole thing. He loses all his nuts. Whereas if he lies, he gets everything back. So they have to look at the value differential that's created by the cheating on the line. Exactly. Very good. All right, so now, the Gemara says, why don't Rami and Rabbi Yossi, why don't we challenge the position of Rabbi Yossi over here? Why? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi was the second half of the, right, says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon said that Shogay, the Yalu, the Mezido Yalu. It's not, we have a mission. It's here, Shil, or Lam, Shil, Kalei, Kerem, Shinik, Arub, and it's Yote, Shiro, you have saplings that are planted. All of them are good samplings, but you have an orla, sapling, or a kilek, which are assuming the hanal. If they got mixed up with other saplings, harizel, lo yilakit, you're not allowed to collect any of the fruit anymore. Why? Because each individual sapling is crushed by itself, so there's no bitl over here. There's no bitl, you can't go get the fruit, because when you take the fruits and mix them together, you are being mevatel the chatzila, which is not allowed. But if you did the diabet, go ahead and collect it, ya'alu be'echadu matayim. Then they get the regular bitl of kilek kerem and orlo, which is 200 to 1. Ubavach lo yikuzhavi and lelakit, as long as he doesn't intend to collect it. Yosim mir apa mitkamu lelakit, ya'alu be'echadu matayim. Even if he intends to collect it, right, then he can be mevatel at the 200 to 1. So over here you see, even the mazes, Rabbi Yossi says that the bitl works. Again, in the mission, the price that we brought above, or the mission, truly, the mission in orlo, that we brought above with the nuts, Rabbi Yossi said only the shogeg is it but not the mesid. So why is this? So Mar says, "Hayi marla amarava chazaka in adam oser kamobi iti achat." So the fact that there is a sapling, a wonderful planted tree of orlo or kilai karam here, he says, seems very unlikely. Why is that? Because why would a person plant one tree and take a risk that they can forget or not know what tree is and then ruin his whole vineyard? It makes no sense. Every person will do this. So since that is the chazaka, when this case comes up, we have a lot of kulos, and we're mekil that if he's mevatel the chatzila, we don't worry because we think that the underlying premise that he planted such a tree seems very precarious. The person won't take such an action, you know, and since he won't take such an action, our underlying assumption is that he didn't. If he didn't, therefore we will allow bitl in any form that it comes, whether it comes with shogi or mazid. There, we don't have to be gozer or west. Exactly. Very good. So that's it. It's not a shkiach case. In lo shkiach, they're not gozer rabbanon. So even if he did do it, he himself did do it, and he said that he did it, we said there's no gozer rabbanon here because it's not a type of shkiach, it's not a normal case. Whereas the case of a gozer parak will be a much more shkiach case, and there we will have a gozer rabbanon. The Gemara does this in other places, just does that, because either because they think maybe we'll come up with a different answer, maybe we'll find a pattern. Just to further your question, Tosfos asked over there, I think, when I was reading, I said the same thing, you know, the type of question a lot of people would ask, why is the Gemara, once it knows that answer, why does it keep bringing Mishnayos or Brisos that have the same answer? Right, so the Gemara does that. It's not unusual for the Gemara to do that, I would say, because the Gemara wants to know all the questions in case we find an answer to one of them, or the Gemara wants to lay out all the questions. The Tosfos furthers your question and says that, well, the Gemara brought these questions down, why don't they bring them in the order of the Mishnayos? Because in the order of the Mishnayos, Vila comes before Maisos. Why did the Gemara bring them out of order? Tosfos asks this found question, but I think it furthers your question. The Gemara's already bringing lists. Why don't you bring it in order? Why did they bring so many? I don't have a good answer for you, but I do say that stylistically, the Gemara does do it in other places. Okay, next mission. This is a mission that we brought earlier. So this is a mission according to the Girsa. Remember, this is the Tosfos had this Girsa. And I said, this Girsa that the Kohanim that make something big on the Mikdash, they do it on purpose, they're Hayat. They must replace it for the Balim. They must bring an alternative Karban to replace it for the good Balim. Tarabana. Hayat was sent Imog to Harot. He was working with him in Tarot. So Omar Lo, Tarot Shasiti Imcha, that which I was working with you with, Nid Milu, became Tameh. He was working with him with Karbanot, meaning a Kohen was doing this. Right? In the case that these Bachim were made into Pigo. Now, in all these cases, he's believed. About Amargo, Tarot Shasiti Imcha Biyom Kloni, the Tarot that I worked with you on such and such a day, Nitzmelu, Tzvachim Shasiti Imcha, the Tzvachim that I worked with you Biyom Kloni on a specific day, Nitzpaglu, Enu Ne'aman, he's not believed. Mar wants to know, Ma'ishna, Reisha, Ma'ishna Seifa, what's the difference when he says, you know, that I'm, this stuff that I worked with you on is Tameh, or the stuff that I worked with you on such and such a day is Tameh, what's the difference between these cases? Mar says, I'm Rabbi, Kosh Biyadu Ne'aman. Rabbi says that the big difference here is whether it's in his hands, meaning that when he's working with the Taros right now, and he makes such a statement, if he wanted to, he could be metame them now, so therefore he is now, or he could be mefakel them now. So the case where it's pigle means it has to be between the avodot, meaning that he already did shkita, but he hasn't done shkita zadam, so he still has the opportunity to be mefakel this karban. So therefore, since he's had the ability to do it, then we believe him. But once he says the omploni already happened, he no longer has an ability to change his status of deciding, and there it is not. Nemo, that's a biased answer. Rabba Amar, if you go to Ashkechev, go Amarleh, go Mide, above their hockey, Ashkechev, Amarleh. So the person met the individual he had worked with the first time and said nothing. Then he met him a second time and said it. So we say, wait a minute. If there was something wrong, he should have already told him on the first instance. The fact that he was, his omission was silence in the first instance they met already means that he believed everything was fine. And now when later on he comes to change it, we're not going to believe him because he already had an opportunity to discuss it and he didn't. So now when he does it later, we don't believe him in this instance. Right, exactly. Or the Taurus remains Tahor. Okay. So now, how would the Amarlin, I would just say that even to Rabba, Tosfos points out here that even according to Rabba, right, that the only reason that person's believed over here is because he was involved with it originally. Meaning that if he's an aide, he was a third party testifying about it, we wouldn't believe him. According to Rabba, the reason he's believed is because he did work with the Taurus, or he did work with the Zvachim. So Tosfos says, well, I have proofs from Adavar and Shas that Eidachat is Neman. When it comes to Isurim and Taros and all these things, Eidachat is Neman. So why do we have to have him involved to be Neman? So Tosfos distinguishes, right? And he says, this is, if the person is involved in the process, then he can make a statement, even though the Baal HaBayit disagrees with him, or is arguing with him. In that, if the Baal HaBayit says, no, I don't think so, or any of they, I don't know, and he does not acquiesce to the statement of this person, if this person was involved with it, he's Neman, according to Rabba. Because assuming that he tells him the first time he sees it. Whereas if you have an Eidachat who is not involved in the process, comes and testifies, the only time his testimony will hold is if the Baal says, is Hoda, Shtika, he's silent, he doesn't say anything, because then we say Shtika Hoda, and he agrees. But if the Baal says any of them or disagrees with the Eidachat, then the Eidachat does not hold water. So is that the difference here for Rabba, whether you're involved or not involved? If you're involved, the owner of the Taurus, the owner of the Korban Zemach, was the belongs to. So in this instance, if you will be believed, the Eidachat will be believed, right? When the Baal doesn't give any friction about that. I mean, he's Shtika, he's silent, because then we assume Hoda, and it's done. Whereas if there's friction from the Baal, the person's only believed if he was involved in the process, and he could have affected the process, even according to Rabba. Not that again, now he's involved with it, but at one point he was involved with it, then he will believe. So that's the remaining time explained, even according to Rabba. Now, how would Amar lay the Kabre? Harosh Yasitim Kabi Yom Kloni Nitzmilu. These powers that I worked with you on one such and such a day became to me. After the coming to Rabbi Ami, he says, came before Rabbi Ami, Amar lay Shurit Adin Enu Naman. Like Rabba, the Din is, but he's not Nema, according to Bai Yosef, it's not Nema. Amar lo panav Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Ami, Rabbi, you have to omer pain? You really think this is the din? Hakki amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rishon Rabbi Yossi. We have a position of Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi. Ma sesh ha Torah heimino, heimenato. That the Torah believes in. So heifan, heimenato. Where does the Torah believe such a person? Amar Yosef bar Bisna, Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, Yochi Acha. Where does he believe the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim? The Kiyamar people. If he says, I was Mephagel, the Seir Bifnim, or the Kar Bifnim, right, he is Nema. Munayadina. How do we know that the Kohen Gadol did such a pickle? They have tea, because Adam lo yevo moed, that nobody's there with him. So the only person is what? Who has the ability to say anything about it is the Kohen Gadol. And he was the only one there, and then later on he comes out, and he tells us that he was Mephagel beforehand. So if he tells us he was Mephagel beforehand, he's believed, right? Why is that over here to be the same case? Over here, why shouldn't he believe? Because he's believed. So Gemara says, the Dilma the Shamanin, maybe we heard him. He did the pigle out loud. He said it out loud. I'm going to sprinkle this dam to bring the parim or the par of the seir later on outside of its man, outside of its makom, to public. So Gemara says, he got the Hemin, right? If he's not believed, Avagav the Shamanin, Namilamahin. If we heard him being the faculty, we don't believe him. Why? Dilma the Vazar Hafikamar. Maybe he already had done the Avoda. How do you know in which part of the Avoda he's up to? I mean, he could have sprinkled the dam and then said it. Or he said it before sprinkling the dam. That will have an afkamina. So we don't know when he said it because we're not there with him. So therefore, if he wasn't believed, just hearing him is not enough. Mar says, Dilma Chatinah be Pishpish. Maybe we saw him through the side doors. He said, Rashi over here says the Pishpish is the side doors that we're talking about. When the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippurim, he does different Hazaot. There's Hazaot Benabadim, which is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But he also does Hazaot in the Parochet, which is in the Kodesh. So according to Rashi, the Pishpish are the side doors where they have that you can see into the Kodesh. So they're referring to the Hazaot he does in the Kodesh that they see. That's it. The Rashi says they could have said the same thing with Gadai, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because there's a bull, there's a little space that where the Kohanim could look in or could do the fixing of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If someone was there, they saw him, you could say the same thing about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Either way, someone could see him. So Gemara says Kasha. So that's a good Kasha, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's position is not a strong position over here. And Rabbi Ami Paskin, like we said before, that Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the Braisa. So that's a very interesting case here. How did the come into Rabbi Yami? Someone came into Rabbi Yami. I'm going to say Torah Shukatavti Luponi, Atkarot Shalolok Hatzavtim Lishma. And I wrote the Sefer Torah, but the shame of Hashem that I wrote on it, I didn't do Lishma. Amalei, Sefer Torah b'yad mi. Who owns the Sefer Torah now? Amalei b'yad lokech. It's in the hands of the lokech. So Amalei, never not talas sitz karka. You lose your money over here, and then the person doesn't have to pay you. V'yad never not sitz Sefer Torah, but you can't pass the Sefer Torah because it's not in your possession anymore. That's like our brisa, right? Brisa says when it's not in your possession, you can't change the status of the item. So the Sefer Torah is blessed possession with the lokech. Now in that instance, what do we say? He can't hassle it. But regarding himself, he's not allowed to say that he'll lose his money. So I'm going to remember he that had six scars for all, scars of Sefer Torah, who Amy Hibson. Why did he lose the whole bag of Sefer Torah? The only thing that's wrong with Sefer Torah is the shame of Hashem. The rest of the Torah is Kosher. So I'm going to call Sefer Torah, Shane has Kosher, so they'll do it to Shema, and they don't have that quote. Because any Sefer Torah that doesn't have the shame of Hashem done in Shema, the Sefer Torah is worthless. Even though the rest of the Torah is Kosher, it's worthless because it's not a Kosher Sefer Torah. Why says we love our Elayu Kumus Lekache? Right, let him write over it. We saw this suggestion earlier in our Gemara, what? That he can write over, he'll trace over the letters and do the Shema. With the Ketav of the Ketav, and we do it. So come on, Amon. Who is this wife? Name is Lok Rabbi Yehuda. So this solution, or this sack, right, of Rabbi Yirmiyah, of the sack halacha over here, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. Harisha Yatsarif Lathovet Hashem, and he's kind of Lathov Yehuda. If a person wrote the Shem Hashem, and he intended to write Yehuda, the Talib, he'll get to the Dalit. He left out the Dalit. Then he got the Shem Hashem that he needed, but he didn't do it in the Shema. Mavir Alav Kumos Makacho, did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the solution is you can write over with it and make it. That's not the way we want to write the Shem Hashem, and it's not kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda, he says it is kosher. So if this is the case, you could make the Sefer Torah kosher. So it must be that the Sefer Torah is not Rabbi Yehuda, because we didn't give that solution. So it says, Afilo Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you could do Ketav of Dekav, I've been a little Tamer Rabbi Yehuda, a little bit Chadaskor. That's only when you have one Shem Hashem, How about the Kulei Sefer Torah? Go, but if you have a whole Sefer Torah full of Shemot Hashem that you have to copy over, show them Asek Menuma. It's going to make the Sefer Torah look funny, because you're going to have different, like, ink. The ink, the boldness of the ink will be different all over the Sefer Torah. You're going to have these things that look like a numeric, like a spider, like a leopard, because it'll look funny. If you have one shame, that's all right. But already, when you have hundreds of Shemot that you have to do, that and the Shemot you have to do throughout the Sefer Torah, that even if Yehuda will agree does not work. Hey, how would God come to Rabbi Bo with a similar case? The Sefer Torah, the Gvil, I didn't make the cloth, the Shema. It was not Me'abe, it did not cure, tan the skins, the Shema, which are required for a Sefer Torah. So he says, the Sefer Torah, the wolves, the Sefer Torah, the other cow. The owner, the person has it. So the person bought it. I'm allowed to talk to you, Neman Lafsid Skarpa, because you are Neman to lose your money over here. Neman Lafsid Sefer Torah. You also lose out the Sefer Torah. So this goes against that right stuff. Right? It's the exact opposite stock that we just had. Where it says, Amai Shinomi to Rabbi Ami. Why is this different than the case of Rabbi Ami, who paskin that he loses his scar, but he doesn't lose the Sefer Torah? Hatami for the Mitzvah Ta'i, Rabbi Yirmiyah. No, because over there the silver might think like Rabbi Yirmiyah and say, what? I'm only going to lose my scar of the shame of the Shem, but I'll still get paid the rest. So therefore he's willing to tell the truth, or whatever, he's willing to say something, the Hafsik Lelokeach, because he will get paid the full amount except for the Askarot. But Hafa came into Kamasik Kulei Agre, over here, the person is going to lose all of the money. Because when he says that he took the Klap Lishma, this is a Pasuk Sefer Torah, there's no solution for it. So here he's going to lose all of his money. If he's going to lose all of his money, Atamar Imar Kushtakamar, then we believe him. When he's putting himself in such a position where he's going to lose everything, there he say he's Neman, even if he passes the Sefer Torah. In case where he thinks he's only going to lose a little money, then we say we're not sure we believe him in that instance, because he thinks he's going to lose a little money, he'll say it's a lie, even though it's not necessarily the truth, and he's not Neman, the guy with the little cap.